Welcome to Synonym Headline News. I'm Felicity Vanderhope, and here are our top stories on this Christmas Day. People often say that they wish every day was Christmas, but not in Bad Luck, Oklahoma, where Santa brought not presents, but a deadly tragedy of epic proportions on Christmas Eve. A sudden rise in temperatures led to a freak tornado that destroyed 137 homes, and thus far has killed 59 people. Our reporter, Chaz Sterling, is on the scene. Chaz, are you there?
Felicity, as you look around at this scene of devastation of apocalyptic proportions, one can only wonder if Santa, rather than a jolly old elf, is a sick and twisted sadistic golem. Once a placid bucolic town where everyone knew their neighbor, Bad Luck now stands as a smoking, smoldering vision of hell where the Grinch has indeed, truly, stolen Christmas. The children were all nestled all snug in their beds when visions of uprooted trees crashing through their bedroom windows viciously shook them from their peaceful slumber. Complicating the situation were a number of Christmas trees whose lights were left on overnight to welcome Santa and ignited fires in the living room of 90% of the houses. The trees, meant as repository for matchbox cars, turned instead into literal matchboxes. Only the Jews were spared. Here in Bad Luck, Oklahoma, this holiest of days has turned into an unholy hell on earth. I'm standing here with Edna Chester, whose modest single-story home now lies in a charred heap. Edna, you told me that between the tornado and the fire, you've lost absolutely everything. Is that correct?
Yes, as you can see, there's just nothing left. But it's just things. It's what I keep telling myself. Just things, and my kids are fine, and I just thank God for that. All in all, I feel pretty lucky.
You recently paid off the mortgage on the house, too.
Ain't that the way it always works, though? No sooner are we free and clear than something like this happens. But God works in mysterious ways.
Now, tell me, what's running through your head as you stare at the charred hole in the ground that once held your hopes and dreams?
Well, again, what can you do except move on from here? Things can be replaced. We're alive and we've got our memories. You can't burn memories.
Now, the neighbors told me you worked four jobs to pay for this house after your husband ran off with an alcoholic gay drifter 4 years ago, emptying the bank account, leaving you with nothing but an insurmountable debt. Now, when you look at the fluttering pile of ashes that once stood as a proud reminder to your tenacity, do you feel discouraged at all?
Well, God only gives us what we can bear. The past couple of years have been difficult for sure, but God has gotten us through this far, and with prayer and devotion, he'll get us through this too.
Now, you mentioned your children yourself. Can you tell me how they survived? Did you pull them through thick curtains of deadly black smoke as the flames consumed everything you worked so hard to provide for them?
Jimmy, the oldest, is in prison for selling crack, and Sarah ran away last night. She left me a note. It's about the only thing that survived. She blames me for my husband's deserting us and for my son's drug problem, and says if I'd been a better wife and...
And you've just been laid off from three out of four of your jobs as well. It's a testament to human will that you're even still standing here, Edna. Edna, let me ask you one more question. Do you still believe in Santa Claus? So, Felicity, that's the story here from Bad Luck, Oklahoma. Edna Chester, unemployed single mother, deserted by her husband and child, with a crackhead son in prison, desperately clings to her faith in a God that destroyed everything she ever owned or loved on Christmas Eve. Back to you.
I don't want to live!
I guess that's one person who's glad that Christmas only comes once a year.
Safe to say, Felicity.
Thanks for that excellent report, Chaz. In other holiday tragedies, a school bus full of senior citizens collided with a truck carrying highly toxic chemicals outside of Orlando today.